The pressure continues to mount on Hong Kong's chief executive Tung Chee Wah. Pro-democracy forces have been pushing for his resignation for some time, calling him incompetent and insensitive. Friends and officials of the Chinese government are now openly questioning Mr. Tung's effectiveness as well. It is becoming increasingly clear that support in Beijing for Hong Kong's embattled chief executive Tung Chee Wah is wavering. Ma Lik is a pro-China politician and a delegate to the mainland's primary lawmaking body. He told VOA News that such top Chinese officials as former Prime Minister Zhu Rongji have long considered Mr. Tung indecisive.
The chief executive has been famous of indecisive, and the administration has been famous of indecisive, and that was Premier Zhu Rongji's words.
Mr. Tung has been accused of ignoring public opinion. His administration was criticized for its slow response to the recent outbreak of severe acute respiratory syndrome. His attempt to jam through new national security laws was seen by many as a threat to the freedom Hong Kong has long enjoyed. The depth of public dissatisfaction was illustrated on July 1st, when 500,000 people took to the streets in protest. Mr. Tung belatedly made major changes to the bill, but was then forced to postpone a vote indefinitely after one of his strongest supporters quit the cabinet. On Saturday, a local English-language newspaper quoted an official from the central government's liaison office in Hong Kong as saying Mr. Tung lacks judgment. Mr. Ma said such comments are not surprising.
Beijing would still support Tung, and they like him to stay on because they will make Hong Kong more stable. But Beijing and people in Hong Kong know Tung has a shortcoming.
One prominent Hong Kong academic with pro-China leanings did not predict Mr. Tung's resignation, but did say Mr. Tung should consider inviting members of the pro-democracy camp, his arch foes, to join his cabinet. Professor Albert Chen is the Dean of Hong Kong University's Faculty of Law. He supports the national security legislation, but now says Mr. Tung should have paid better attention to public opinion when drafting the bill.
I now understand the process of legislation is in fact very unsatisfactory. That has generated most of the anxieties and dissatisfaction on the part of the people.
Hong Kong returned to Chinese sovereignty in 1997. After more than 150 years of British rule, Mr. Tung was handpicked by Beijing to run the post-colonial government and recently celebrated 6 years in office. Catherine Maria, VOA News, Hong Kong.